Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I think as a young coach, I thought I could control. This word control is something I would tell my younger self. Control? You've got way less control than you actually think, bud. Control is for amateurs.
On this Clinic Series episode, we share an insightful segment from Lawrence First and Goal Spring Series, which kicked off with head coach of the Minnesota Golden Gophers, PJ Fleck. We focus on personal and professional development. The discussion kicks off with a deep dive into the philosophy behind Row the Boat, a powerful mantra that embodies the resilience and unity of the Golden Gophers. We talk about the heartfelt origins of this motto and how it shapes the culture of Coach Fleck's team. And we gain some valuable perspectives on coaching, leadership, and personal growth as Coach Fleck shares his wisdom on navigating challenges, building a strong team culture, and continually striving for excellence. This is part of the Lawrence First and Goal Spring Series, which is available to premium members of Lawrence First and Goal. The link to those will be in the show notes. Stay tuned for our Winning Edge takeaways following the episode.
What you see on tape is a direct reflection of what you teach and how you teach. Video is important, but if you don't teach well, you're not going to like what you see on your video. First Down Playbook has been helping coaches teach better for 13 years. It allows you to present installs, playbooks, and practice cards in half the time with NFL quality. Coaching tools like video pairing, a player app, practice schedules, and wristband sheets have made First Down Playbook a program management system with everything in one place. If you're in a position of leadership with your football program, receive a free one-week look at First Down Playbook. Call them at 512-814-6158 or visit them on their website or social media. Mention Coach and Coordinator Podcast or use the coupon code COACH24 to receive a $100 discount off the normal $700 First Down Playbook team membership price. Links and the phone number are in the show notes.
So we're excited to start our first spring session here in Lawrence First and Goal Clinic. The clinic has been just an outstanding event every year. We've had over 500 clinic talks over the 4 years that we've done this, an incredible library of stuff to develop professionally. And we're excited to do this spring series as well and talk to some different head coaches from around college football and the NFL. And we're kicking it off with Coach PJ Fleck at Minnesota. So, Coach, I want to thank you on behalf of Lawrence. And, you know, I know you've been chatting with John here, but this really means a lot that you're taking part in this and helping us kick off this spring session.
Well, we really appreciate the opportunity to be in front of all of you and look forward to a great session and raising a ton of money. And we're just honored to be a part of it. That's for sure.
So, Coach, we'll kick this off with talking about Row the Boat. It's been incredible how that's caught on around the country. And, you know, a lot of coaches utilize that in their programs and everybody knows that what that means. But I think it's always important to understand why was that created? What was the thought process behind it? Because, you know, even if we adopt that as a slogan, as a motto for our own program, ultimately, you know, we want to understand the why behind it so that we can best fit it to serve our own community of players and coaches and everybody involved in our own programs.
Yeah, I appreciate you asking, Keith. You know, Row the Boat is simple. It just means never give up. All right. It's another way of saying that. I think we're always looking for certain things, pull the rope, row the boat, climb the mountain, you know, whatever it is. I mean, coaches have all types of stuff and we're really good at coming up with different analogies. February 9, 2011, though, I lost my second son to a heart condition. And, you know, I mean, you really have to decide what you're going to do after adversity strikes. This isn't something that you plan for. This isn't something that You can sit there and, you know, nose coming. You just kind of have to be able to respond. And I knew I wanted to be a head coach. I was an assistant coach at Rutgers at the time. And I remember going back and forth between Rutgers and the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. And I remember thinking, you know, if I ever become a head coach, it's not that I want to share just this experience. I want to have something that connects a community. It connects a state. It connects a team. It brings a team into an alignment. It gets everybody, if you want to say, on the same page. And I wanted it so simplistic that it made everybody understand exactly what it is. They could see a picture of it. They could understand it really quickly. And that's where Row the Boat came from. And again, means never give up. And when you think of there's rowing a boat, you got everybody rowing in the same direction. You got everybody rowing in the same speed and same efficiency. We're all different people in that boat, but we all have to do the same task. We all have to do it with the same speed, same efficiency. And think of yourself as rowing a boat, right? I mean, this is rowing a boat. And so your back is to the future. None of us know what's coming with every single stroke of life, but we row in the present, which is the only thing we get to control. And we look at the past, which is the only thing we can't change, but we can learn from. So when coming up with Row the Boat, I wanted to be very simple, that I could connect a team, but it could also show as a head coach. A lot of times we're in the high schools, you're a celebrity, you're the football coach in the community, everybody knows who you are. As a head coach, you're local celebrities or national celebrities in America, and you represent the state. You're not the most important thing, but you're the face of the state, face of the university. So we knew it'd be really, really important, and we wanted to show people that we're humans too. We're in our community just like all of you are. We have families like all of you. We have adversity like all of you. And so do our players. And we wanted them to be able to take something and say, hey, no matter what happens, if I just keep rowing the boat, I'm going to be okay. And that's that whole, you know, future, present, and past. There's three parts of what Row the Boat really is. There's an oar, which is the energy you bring to your life. That's the only thing that can move a boat. You got to think of Row the Boat like life is water, okay? And the oar is the only thing that moves the boat. You get to choose whether your oar is in the water or you take it out and stop. Adversity is coming. There's no question about it. It's coming. It's not if, it's when. It's coming. Tragedy's coming. Unfortunately, we work with 120 young people, and every day we're dealing with some type of tragedy, adversity, and they're personalized. They have to have some type of common ground and some type of belief system, even that ties along with their spiritual life to get them through so many day-to-day things. And so the oar is the energy you bring to your life. We get to choose whether that oar stays in the water on calm days or even rough seas. We get to dictate that. Now, symbolically, we have pink oars for breast cancer awareness, puzzle piece ones for autism awareness, yellow ones for troops to come home, purple ones for pancreatic cancer, red ones for American Heart Association. Every organization that there is, we have oars for that we send out unsolicited to people to let them know we're praying for you and we're rowing with you. And it's amazing when a 6-foot oar shows up on your doorstep and you don't know what's coming with a Row the Boat book with John Gordon and an oar, what that does for somebody unsolicited. It's pretty amazing the power that's in that energy that an oar can bring. It's a symbol, right? So there's the oar. There's a boat, that's the sacrifice. The sacrifice is we all have to give up something to get to where we want to go. If there's some destination we want to be, or there's success we want to go chase, fulfillment, whatever it is, you know, money towards a charity, there's sacrifice. Our health, our financial state, our jobs, you have to give up something to get something more than what you have right now. The more we serve and the more we give to our community, the more we serve and give about each other, to each other, the more we make our lives not about us, but other people, the bigger the boat actually gets. Big boats go really far, little boats sink. The key to life is sacrifice, is serving and giving. And that's what this whole thing's about, especially for Lauren. So that's what Row the Boat's about. We're one of the only college football programs whose slogan is directly tied to charity. We don't make any money off Row the Boat. It goes all to our children's hospital, to the Ronald McDonald House as well. And that's power. That's powerful that we have this platform as coaches to do something with. So building big boats is incredible. Not only can you survive storms, you can take more people with you with a bigger boat. And the last piece is the compass. I sit right here. We all have one of these. And the compass is the direction of your life set by the people you surround yourself with. If you surround yourself with turds, you're going to be a turd. You're going to do turd things. It's guilty by association. If you surround yourself with elite people, you'll probably wake up one day doing really elite things. And you have to have a plan, a blueprint. And that's what elite people do. They can't do the work for us. As a coach, I can't do the work for the players, but I'm the architect. Get yourself around people who can build and be the architect of your life. And then you have to build the house. You got to build the boat. The compass, though, is so important to the direction of your life. Get that bow of the boat pointed to where you want to go, and then row your tail end off and never stop. And I think that's what row the boat's all about. I can speak for an hour on it, but that's the Cliff Note version. If you want to know more about that, you know, we have a book that's a Wall Street Journal bestseller with John Gordon, and you can buy that. And again, money goes to the Children's Hospital. So pretty cool.
As coaches, we know that some of the biggest hurdles to our team's success can come from off the field. Your team needs support to tackle the endless list of expenses, uniforms, training equipment, travel, and more. But raising that money can feel like a full-time job. Thankfully, there's Vertical Raise. Vertical Raise is the premier online fundraising platform using innovative technology to create the easiest and most efficient system available. Raise more money in less time with a local fundraising coach who works with your team every step of the way to customize the ideal fundraiser. With options for online donations, digital discount cards, premium product sales, and even spirit shops, Vertical Raise has top-of-the-line solutions for every fundraising style. To find out more, visit verticalraise.com and we'll get you connected with an exclusive offer on your first fundraiser. I've always been interested in the use of technology to make our jobs more effective, so I'm excited to continue sharing modern football technology with you here on the podcast. This innovative system leverages tendencies to improve self-scouting, game planning, and in-game decision-making at the speed of the game. Modern football stands out because it's a battle-tested platform used by teams at all levels, like four-time national champion Bishop Gorman, the five-time California State champion Folsom Bulldogs, six-time Texas State champion Lake Travis, Cal football, and the CFL's Grey Cup champions, the Montreal Alouettes. So book a demo today to see why these teams trust modern football technology. Visit www.teammofo.com/demo and mention Coach and Coordinator Podcast or use the coupon code CC10 to receive 10% off your first year.
Want to shift gears here a little bit and speak to the younger coach. There's a lot of things when we got into this profession that didn't exist at that time. And so the dynamic of what you need to do and be as a coach has changed. The information, we didn't have this information boom. This stuff was, you know, getting the X's and O's. You had to work at that. You had to develop relationships, be able to go somewhere and find the person who could really tell you the how and the why behind things. I mean, like we're sitting on right now. I mean, this didn't exist. We weren't into this, you know, 5-6 years ago. So the information is easy, but taking a step back, and if you were just getting into this, what do you think would be the things you would focus on that are going to make the difference for you? Maybe not here initially, but long-term and really becoming an elite coach.
Well, you got to cut the fat quick. I think you're always going to want to do everything, but you can't do everything. You got to choose what you really want to be good at. I'm talking on the field, off the field. I mean, I can tell you right now what our belief systems are academically, athletically, socially, and spiritually, period. Like our players can tell you our expectations on the field, off the field. That's it. Not into a bunch of rules. I'm into expectations. And I think as a young coach, I thought I could control. This word control is something I would tell my younger self. Control? You've got way less control than you actually think, bud. Control is for amateurs. And I think I think that's the issue I think coaches are having such a hard time with right now is it used to be, oh, we control everything, which we still didn't, but we thought we did. And now you don't control anything. So you have to be steadfast on what you actually believe in more now than you ever have. And listen, we all know in this profession, I mean, we're all one player, one injury, one game away from being fired. Like we all are. So you have to stand on your ground of what you believe in and who you are. And that stems from being the realistic authentic, genuine you. I'm not for everybody. Well, who is? I mean, I say that all the time. People are like, ooh, that's a bad thing. I don't want to be for everybody. I'm not for everybody. We'd all marry the same person. We'd all go to the same school. We'd all walk in the same way. We're all individually different. But I think when you are yourself, you will be different. Because I think so many people try to be the job. They try to be the coordinator. They try to be the head coach. Whatever that is, they just try to do it. Where if you're authentically and genuinely you within your role, that's more of a match made in heaven. And the control piece, though, I've got so many things in my office about control that I have to look at every single day. In fact, I'll show you. Hold on. This will be nice. A little adventure. Just let's see. It's above my office. Peace of mind, right, as my highest priority, and organize my life around it. Okay, let me get this piece. Here we go. Control is for amateurs. I think you just said saw me say that, right? Control, influence, and the rest of life. So I think that, you know, when you're talking about certain things, you if I could tell younger people something is, listen, and the corny saying is control the controllable, but just the word control, right? You've got to understand that that's why you need so many great people around you to have any success. And listen, the most important hire you'll ever make is your strength coach. My strength coach has been with me 12 years, all 12. And because I'm not the strength coach and he sees my players probably more than I see him, but he's got to be a true direct reflection of me and the program. That's my firm belief. And I think he is. He's just a Northeastern version of me. But we are so aligned in everything that we do. And he's so smart and he's so good. But I think so many people don't hire well. And I think, I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I think one of my strengths of why I'm still a head coach is because I've hired great people. I've missed on some, but I've hired great people who share, just like recruiting, the same fit and the same morals, values, and ethics that I have and fit the culture and program and can really, you know, it's not about the message, it's about the messengers. But I think when you can give up more control, the better coach you can be. But to do that, you have to trust your people. You need time, consistency, and proof. Right? Those are the three things that make trust.
So, Coach, looking at how you continue to evolve and grow as a coach, because, I mean, none of this stops, no matter how long you've been in it. You know, reflection is a big part of this, obviously. What's your approach to getting better every day, you know, every week of the season, every year? How do you look at those things to continue to improve yourself, to continue to grow as a coach?
Great question. You know, we talk about change your best all the time. Change comes down to truthful listening. That's how we define change in our program. You got to be true to yourself. I think a lot of times we lie to ourselves. Our version of ourselves is very different than I think what other people see, right? You got to be true to yourself. You got to truly look inside. And then you have to listen to the people that you trust around you. Most of the times, those are our wives or our significant others. And we're like, yeah, you could be further from the truth. You're wrong. I mean, I'm not that way. No. But I think professional development is really critical. I think that you got to be really creative with that. I think you're an offensive coach spending a lot of time with defensive guys. If you're a defensive guy, spending a lot of time with offensive guys. I spend a lot of time outside of the game of football. Buzz Williams, one of my really good friends from Texas A&M University, basketball coach there, who was also at Marquette and Virginia Tech. He did a lot of the same stuff I've done at turning programs around. Because I think every coach should have to go 0-12 and 1-11 first. I did. It teaches you so much about how you win, why you win, how to build a culture, how to build a program, how to stay steadfast, how to keep rowing that boat when it is up to your chin in water. And you're like, how am I going to actually get this thing back? And I do myself, I surround myself with people that do very similar things in other sports. Sports and like football coaches, a lot of times they won't share what they're doing as much because a lot of times you never know if you're going to play somebody in a bowl game. We all think we have the secrets. We all think we have the answers. And I love, so Buzz Williams is a good friend of mine. Becky Burley, University of Florida, national championship soccer coach. women's soccer coach who's now retired. She's been a big impact of my life. You know, Jim Tressel, who's now into being a president, which, you know, he was gave me my first job. That's why I wear a tie on the sideline. Mike Nolan cut me. He wore a tie, offered me a job. Jim Tressel gave me a job. That's why I wear a tie. The two guys that ended my career and started my new coaching career, they both wore ties. So I said, shoot, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be a coach. That's why I wear a tie. But I think spending time outside of your sport with people who do things similar to how you do it is critical. And that's what I do. I mean, I spend a lot of time with people outside the sport. I live in a city that allows me to be with a lot of professional sports teams, and that helps. But I've got a really close-knit group of people that I rely on. Dave Clawson at Wake Forest is one of my really good friends. And we're not in the same conference, and we share a lot. And a lot of it's more of not just the X and O, or it's the culture or the organization or the motivational stuff. It's more for the personal stuff. It's really hard to find people who have been through what you've been through. Like I've got a friend, he's a great friend, but he's a doctor. And he tells me all the time, he's like, listen, I don't want to hear about your problems. And I'm like, well, you're my best friend. I want to tell you. He goes, dude, you make a lot of money to coach a game. If you screw up and you lose, they give you a buyout. They pay you to stop coaching. Me, I went to school for 25 years. I'm a doctor. If I screw up, they take my license from me, and then they never let me doctor again. He's like, I don't want to hear your problems. And he's right. So, but it brought a lot of sense. Like, I get it. Why should I be telling you that? Because, but if I'm talking to Buzz Williams about it, he gets it. His family go through the same things as my family does in season. He's got a lot of the same things, and he's willing to share a lot. So getting yourself around people who are willing to share a ton. And a lot of times you got to go outside your sport or outside your conference or it's outside to find people that are similar to you. You know, Buzz and I both have a lot of energy. I think that's good because we get each other. But I think that's critical in development and always having people you can call to be really, really, really truthful to. You know, John Gordon's been a big influence in my life of being honest with and helping me, you know, be almost like sports psych. He's been really instrumental in my life. Mike Nolan, who's my NFL head coach, and Jim Tressel, like I said, and these are people I can call and I know I'm going to get reality.
I think that's so important. I mean, I've learned so much over the years. My son growing up wanting to be a baseball player, playing in college now. And so I still go with him to some of his hitting sessions and just sit and listen to how guys coach, how they critique, what are their, you know, their cues and their verbalizing things. I think there is so much you can learn from those situations and stepping outside of your sport. I also think there's a lot you can learn from stepping outside of sports, right? And looking into different fields. Obviously, I think the military is a close one. I think you could go into the business world and look at what, especially if you're a head coach, you know, CEOs do. There's a lot of opportunity. I mean, you know, even in a time where you need to recruit and get your message across and understanding sales and marketing, right? So there's a lot of opportunities there. Are there other areas outside of sport that you try to learn from?
Oh, absolutely. The great thing about, we live in a city that we have 18 Fortune 500 companies. And as a head coach, you get asked to speak at a lot of places. You get to be around a lot of donors who have these billion-dollar companies that they built from the ground up. You get to be around generational people who have done it and passed it down over the years. You get to be around startups. You get to be around philanthropy. You get to be around entrepreneurs. You get, again, you got a platform and you have all these people around you. How do you use them to make your own program better instead of just asking them for NIL money? I think there's an enormous amount of value to outside of even the sports world. And I do it all the time. Some of my closest friends here are business people. Now, I always tell them in the marketplace, like, their product is something that, you know, they have and they sell and they do that. And it's a product. And our products are 18 to 22 year old kids, or our employees are 18 to 22 year old kids. And there's not many companies out there that would employ an 18 year old, you know, to be their CEO. You know, that's what the quarterback does. You know, I mean, so you've got to find the parallels any chance you possibly can. I've taken our players to musicals of watching people perform in the pressure of the moment. And especially really musicals that will like grab your heart and stomp on it. It's like, it's not, these people do this for a living. It's not real. Like, it's not real, but you're caught up in it. Why are you caught up in it? And look at that performance every day, every night. And look how it was done the first time. It felt like the first time. You felt like you were right in there. Hamilton's one that we took our players to years ago, prior to COVID. And they came away learning so much from just that performance about the pressure of the moment and that being engulfed in something. And the organization of that's like a formation. It's like a play, right? I mean, everybody has to be where they're there. Everybody has their role to make a certain sound or a certain play or a certain theme or an act. I mean, it's unbelievable. So I'm huge into those outside reaches for education and also, you know, involvement.
Yeah, well, I see that John's popped back on here and we're getting towards the end of our time. I want to thank you for the insight into coaching and into really what it takes to be elite and to put together an organization where everybody is rowing in the right direction. And
you got it. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate it. Row the boat, Sky Imago, go Gophers, and God bless you. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Here are Winning Edge takeaways. One, embrace the power of reflection. Take time to reflect on your coaching approach, beliefs, and actions. Be open to feedback from trusted individuals, including family members and peers, to gain different perspectives on your coaching style. Honest self-assessment can lead to personal growth and improvement in your coaching abilities. Two, seek diverse learning opportunities. Step outside of your comfort zone and explore opportunities beyond the realm of sports. Engage with professionals from different fields, such as business, arts, or the military, to gain insight into leadership, strategy, and motivation. Learning from diverse sources can provide fresh perspectives and innovative ideas to enhance your coaching methodology. And three, build a support network. Surround yourself with a network of mentors, colleagues, and experts who can offer guidance, support, and constructive criticism. Cultivate relationships with individuals who share your values and vision for coaching excellence. Collaborating with like-minded individuals from various backgrounds can enrich your coaching journey and facilitate continuous personal and professional development. Be sure to sign up for the Lawrence First and Goal Premium memberships that allows you access to Coach Flex Talk. We have Lance Leipold and Coach Dan Quinn coming up as well. Follow all we're doing at coachandcoordinator.com and follow us on X at Coach K Grabowski. The link to those are in the show notes.